Wilma's Wicked Spell, written by Kay Umansky and read by Claire Higgins.
Chapter 1. Breakfast. The letter from Great Aunt Angria arrived one Tuesday morning and changed my life. But wait, I hear you cry. What letter is this? Who is Great Aunt Angria? What was your life like before, anyway? You're quite right. I'm ahead of myself. If I'm going to tell you this, I might as well do it properly. Let's move back and fill you in a little. It was boring old breakfast time one boring old Tuesday morning, and we were all seated around the table eating boring old eggs. Well, when I say all, I mean just Mother, Daddy and me. Our family was rather depleted at this point in time. Everyone else was away enjoying themselves. Grandma, Aunt Maud, new Uncle Frank, Cousin Alvis, Uncle Bacchus, and both my horrible sisters, Frostia and Scarlatine. All off having new and exciting experiences and generally getting on with their lives. All except me. I wasn't going anywhere nice or doing anything remotely exciting. And quite frankly, I was fed up to the back teeth. I would have stayed in bed, but Mother always insists I get up for breakfast. It's the only time she gets to have a good old nag at me. Wilma, said Mother sharply, sit up and eat your egg properly. She was annoyed because I was still slobbing around in my dressing gown and hadn't brushed my hair. She, of course, was all got up in her official black robes, glamorous as ever despite having just got back from the round. She's the only person I know who wears evening gloves at breakfast. I should explain that Mother is the queen of the night. This might sound exotic, but actually it's a really hard job involving nightly sick-making journeys around the globe at supernaturally high speed. That's what we call the round, or bringing the night. She never gets a holiday. I don't know how she does it. I don't want to eat my egg, I said. I'm bored with my egg. That's why I'm resting my head on it. Well, don't. Your hair is full of eggshell. I don't think you've brushed it for a week. I gave you that lovely new brush for your birthday and I don't think you've used it once. Why bother? I said. I'm not going anywhere. Anyway, I like eggshell in my hair. I'm making a statement. Don't be cheeky, Wilma. I'm tired of you hanging about in that disgusting dressing gown being cheeky. I'm only hanging about because there's nothing to do, I pointed out reasonably. Why can't I go on holiday? Everyone else is. Wilma, we've just bought you a very expensive guitar. But you won't let me practice it. I've got to practice. Not around us, you don't. Practice in your room. But I want you and Daddy to hear. We have heard. We've heard your guitar playing a lot. And the fact remains that it cost a lot of money. You can't have everything. I'm not asking for everything. Just a holiday would be fine. Tell her, George, said Mother tiredly. I really can't be bothered to deal with it this morning. I've got one of my heads coming on. I felt a bit guilty then. After all, she'd been working all night. It's no wonder she's never at her best first thing in the morning. But then again, who is? Come on, Wilma, said Daddy, glancing up from his gardening magazine. Mulch Monthly, I think it was. Sit up, pet, there's a dear. A polite little cough came from the doorway. That was Peevish, our butler, grovelling around with the morning's post on a silver tray. Ah, the post, Mother exclaimed, brightening. Bring it here, would you? Peevish approached the table with his usual servile crawl. I stuck out a surreptitious foot to trip him up, but he knows my little ways by now and avoided it. Furtively, I loaded up a spoonful of jam. I'd get him on the way back. Okay, so it was a bit babyish. But I was bored, right?